as your grandma might have said, there are some unspoken rules in a relationship that will secure a happy marriage. The top one being, a woman should never marry a man who earns less than her. If the power balance is disturbed, usually it goes down pretty badly. So...Let's talk about it then.
Yeah, let's first take a look at the traditional point of view. That is to say, men should be the breadwinners of the family. There are some old Chinese saying like women get married for financial reasons. And when it's Chinese, it's super fun. It's 嫁汉嫁汉穿衣吃饭 meaning I'm marrying you because you're buying me clothes and buying me food. And it accorded with the ancient society when men had more advantages to find a job and make money to support the family because of kind of gender discrimination and more physical strength. So back in that time, I feel like it's reasonable for men to make more money because women aren't making any. But nowadays, when female power, labor power or intellectual power get into the business, we are able to make a lot of money. And this started to be a question. Do we want to marry a guy who's making less than us?
Well, yeah. Will that have a negative effect on a relationship?
Will it?
What do you think, Ryan?
Well, you know, okay, first of all, New Hong Lid said ancient society. So this was like my dad's, you know, this was very prevalent in my dad's time, too, this thinking that the men have to be the breadwinners. So maybe, not, you know, not super long ago was this to happen. But, you know, I've often thought that the girls that marry the guy with less money, that's...
Brave.
That's more about love. It's less about materialism, obviously. I mean, looking at that situation, the guy's not bringing anything to the table other than probably himself. There's this really famous band in the States that really hits this note pretty well with the song, You Can't Hide Your Lying Eyes. And the band's called The Eagles. They do another song, Take It Easy, really famous. But anyways, you know, in this song, he's like, city girls just seem to find out early how to open doors with just a smile. And then as he goes through the song, he talks about this girl who's kind of for her family and maybe not so much for herself, but financial reasons marries a rich guy. But she sneaks out of the house at night to go meet her real lover and whatnot. And so, you know, everybody wants love. So I think... this idea of getting married because of financial reasons is something, as New Hong Lid had said, comes from our ancient past. When, not necessarily, you know, 40, 50 years ago, but like way before that, when jobs were manual labor type jobs, when hunting, these kind of things, you know, men are stronger, and I think, you know, physically stronger. And so those kind of jobs, that's where men would often excel at. And so I think that that kind of dichotomy, that kind of relationship of that kind of, yeah, that kind of relationship has just continued to grow in all of our societies. And that's what we're seeing today.
Yeah, I think it's interesting what's going on. And we are seeing change. And the first change we see is that sometimes women are earning more than some guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And but I still want to address one problem, that is sometimes, you know, with the same job, women are still being paid less than the man, the co-worker. Mm-hmm. So that is still a problem that we should not, you know, shift our eyes away from. But today our discussion is about when this lady goes home and she goes home to a man that might be earning less than she does. It's not just a woman's choice. It's also the man's choice.
Yeah.
Is the man okay with this? And what I see in Chinese society, despite changes happening, still the majority of men still want to go out or marry a woman, I'm sorry to say this, lesser than him. That is, if we're categorizing people by classes, A, B, C, D. I'm sorry to say this, but let's just be the cruel human being we are today and get real about this. Let's say if we categorize men and women into such classes, A being the best in everything, and B, C, D accordingly. And it's always that the A-type more often than not, the A type of guys will go for maybe A type of girls, or more often, maybe the B,
yeah,
the C, the D, but, you know, maybe they're
super pretty
or something, really good at something, yeah, or, yeah, I'm trying to be nice to these men, but, and what happens is that the A type of girls, you don't find anybody. And why do we see a lot of ladies that are in their prime time that's approaching 30 or 30 and above can't find a man that they think is good enough? Okay, maybe we're being very judgy sometimes, but still, when you see that there is such a huge urban population of women who see themselves sort of falling into that scenario, then it is reality that, well, when a girl earns more or is more successful than a guy in her career, it becomes an obstacle when she tries to find love or marriage.
You know, talking from the perspective of a man, you know, I don't think that this is necessarily something all guys have wanted in their life. I think this is actually something that was taught to us at a young age from our fathers and whatnot, and that is, you have to be this person. You have to be the kind of the guy that puts bread on the table. And that is honestly a really stressful position to be in. And probably makes you want to work really hard. I wouldn't, you know, so many people make this as if it's glamorized this, but at the same time, the amount of stress that comes from this, and you know, I've seen it in a lot of older guys, that I've worked with when I was doing manual labor back in California during my summer breaks. And these guys, they attribute, you know, they're getting older and stuff, but they don't stop working because they attribute so much of their value, who they are, to their work. It's kind of weird how some guys just even work after they're retired, you know, because I think their meaning in life, how they keep from going crazy, how they identify with themselves has become this because it's such a sole part of the stress and their motivation to keep going. So even after they retire and they say, and you know, if someone says, hey, Bob, you can relax, man. Like, you've been working a long time, you know, take it easy. This guy's like, well, no, I don't know what I do or who I am if I'm not working. So, you know, I don't think this is something that's necessarily glamorized or should be, and that men necessarily love to pieces that they have to be this role.
Yes, and I wanted to say I totally understand and agree with you there that a lot of men here have that kind of mentality that they have to be the breadwinner in the family. But I feel like in the modern society, we don't really have to make that the reality here. That is to say, if I am able to raise myself and my family and my baby, and I love a man, and I will want him to do whatever he wants. If he wanted to pursue a career, let's say gold digging, which has no gold involved or no income involved, but that's where his passion lays, I would want it to support him. I would want him to be happy. I don't want him to be under the pressure that he has to earn a lot of money to the family as long as I have the ability. That is why I think men, well, from your point of view, I don't want men to be that stressful. You can do whatever makes you happy, and two happy people will make a happy family.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so I want to drop some statistics here in percentages. A survey done by news portal iFung.com in 2011 showed that 43% of married men earned more than their wives, 35% of married women earned more than their male partners, and the two sides making a similar amount of money were the 22%. Also, 13% of male respondents in that same survey said they're afraid to hear others saying he depends on his wife. In that same survey again, 31% of male respondents said they're afraid that their wives may disrespect them or look down upon them. Now, I want to talk about this because I think times are changing. Obviously, I think this 13% of male respondents saying they're afraid to hear others saying, oh, you get money from your wife or she makes more money than you, I think that's changing. I think now we're seeing 35% of women making more than their male partners, and you know, 43% males are still the higher one, but that number for the females is increasing because nowadays the jobs aren't go out and hunt and bring home,
I can do
you
that
know,
too.
big deer. It's like, go to work, use your brain, you know, and women excel at this kind of thing. I think, you know, it's a different workforce now where both of us are on equal stages, I think. And so now there's just this change, and we're a little uncomfortable with change. Human beings in general are. But I think it's an evolution that we're going through societal-wise, because now we're not trying to go hunt to get our food. We go to a grocery store after maybe sitting at a desk all day or doing meetings or this kind of thing, whatever your job entails, but not necessarily something a man can do because of his physical attributes better than a woman.
Yes.
I think we're on the same stage when it comes to the modern professional.
And from one other point of view, that is, I think for a man, if he can stay in the family, take care of the housework, be with the kids, it's not only really good to the kids, because when you're raised by a dad or like spend more time with your dad, it's really good for the kid to be super smart in the future, blah, blah. And my point is, it's huge contribution and sacrifice for the guy, because he's not going outside. He, in a way, people will point and talk, but he is doing his part, and he is supporting you as a female to pursue your career, to realize your dream. How great can a guy be?
I think that's interesting. And also, yeah, we want, you know, both people to be happy in a relationship, for the family to be happy. And I think that is the fundamentals. But can that be achieved when these, I know it's gender stereotypes, but when we deviate from traditional gender roles and we deviate from what's cut out for us in a way, and there we're exposing ourselves to a riskier situation. Yeah. And I want to ask if the man knows that, let's say the woman earns double or triple him, will he feel less of a man? And I realize that I'm still using gender stereotypical language, but, you know, for you to, because we can't completely leave the gender roles.
Yeah.
And you're deviating to some extent, and how comfortable will both of you be?
Well, that doesn't depend on the individual. That depends on society. Okay, to exceed in society, you have to kind of fulfill society's needs and wants. Of course, you know, there's people that push the limit of how different they can be, but, you know, everybody goes to an interview dressed up, speaking the most clearest way possible, trying to make themselves look good. That's a societal thing, you know? You don't go in like, hey, my name's Bob, and, yeah, I didn't have time to get dressed, but I work really hard, so you should hire me. That doesn't happen, you know? But maybe this guy that did show up, like, that's going to be an excellent worker. As it pertains to this, I'm sure there's a lot of fathers out there that would love to just leave their job and be 100% involved in their kids' lives. But for one reason or another, society hasn't changed. I think it is changing, but hasn't changed to the point where men still don't feel like they're not fulfilling their roles in their community if they're not being the breadwinners, which I think is sad, because I think they don't want to feel that way, but it's just the life they were born into.
Yes, and for me, I feel like if I'm attracted to a guy, and well, the problem with me is that I can't make enough money to raise myself and a family and a kid. But if I can, I'm working out there, fighting for my dreams. And when I got home, I don't need to do anything, and my man is taking care of me. And I can feel like the little girl I used to be. And that's pretty nice. And he would seem really manly to me.
You know, on that thought, I think I need to find a sugar mama. The picture you painted sounds pretty nice.
Yeah, and also I think we should never underestimate how difficult it is to be a homemaker or the chief home officer, as a lot of women have decided that.
Yeah.
I like that title.
We have to do it.
I like
because
that title.
You're doing that for the team.
That's
that is the family. So, and I wonder if that many men will be able to succeed in that regard as well. So just to.
Steep learning curve, guys.
Yes,
it's going to take
time. For both parties. And for all of you there who are willing to move away from what you've been told by your grandma, those traditional roles that we think we should play, I think you have a lot of courage. And be confident and communicate with that loved one. And you're in this together.
Yeah.
Well said.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know why I'm saying this, but I wish everybody can have happiness.
I liked it, yeah.
Yeah, and find, thank you,
yes.
And find that special someone and have a very happy relationship. Aww. Because we all want to be happy,
yeah,
at the end of the day. You're listening to Round Table with myself, He Young, Ryan Price, and Yu Honglin.